Fish absorb toxins from polluted water, so when people eat it, their health might be at risk. The Department of Ecology right now officially assumes that people eat only about one meal of fish per month, a standard that's known to be outdated and insufficient to protect human health because many people, especially certain ethnic groups, eat far more. So the state is working on proposals that would better reflect reality and force tougher limits on how much toxins industries and cities or water districts are allowed to discharge. Kelly Susawin manages water quality for the state.
Under all scenarios that I'm aware of, we're likely to have more protective standards, which means the standard's going to be lower and harder to achieve.
He says there has to be a balance between improving the standard and what can actually be done in real life. The Department of Ecology writes water discharge permits that allow businesses to operate and cities and towns to add development and grow. Oregon recently adopted a much tougher standard.
And that has a lot of business concerned, and I think they have a valid concern. These are going to be really difficult numbers to achieve.
Washington State has been delaying new standards because of resistance from industrial polluters and others concerned the change could do more harm than good. Wednesday's all-day workshop is an opportunity to see what the regulators are thinking. A draft rule is expected early next year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.